News Nation's Robert Sherman is in Tel Aviv. He joins us now. Robert, hello to you. I was watching your report yesterday, and I was struck by the fact that behind you, I saw people walking, jogging in what looked like a nice part of Tel Aviv. I guess life goes on, doesn't it?
As much as it can, right, Bob? I mean, I can tell you that there's obviously a lot of restaurants that are still shuttered here and a lot of stores that are closed up. But people are trying their absolute best. I mean, whenever these sirens go off, we were just here at the beach the other day, people just go to the parking garage and wait it out, and then go back to the beach and throw the football around again. I mean, that's it. That's how people are getting through this right now, trying to establish any sense of normalcy. And despite that, I mean, you've really seen the life sucked out of this community ever since that attack took place. People have been on edge, but trying their best to get through.
With the release of more hostages, is there now growing sentiment to hold off on a ground incursion?
You know, I mean, it really depends who you talk to here, Bob. I mean, of course, you know, for those who have loved ones that are still missing, I mean, we're getting that appetite that people just want their loved ones back any way possible. There was this sentiment when we especially first got on the ground here where the average Israeli just assumed all the hostages were dead and gone and never coming back. Now you have that growing sentiment that, well, maybe some of the hostages are still alive. We don't know how many would still be alive at this juncture. But there is this overarching belief that Hamas needs to be dealt with, that if you let Hamas get away, if you know, there's no coexisting here with an organization like Hamas, and that unless they're done away with, you're going to see more of this happening in the future, more of these attacks, more of these killings.
Where you are there in Tel Aviv, it's afternoon time there now. Has it been quiet today as far as the air raid sirens?
Yeah, it seems to ebb and flow. So far today, it's been quiet. I mean, we had a couple of strikes over the weekend. There was actually a rocket that landed on the beach not too far away from where I'm standing right now. So I mean, you talk about all those people milling around on the beach, just going about their day. Boy, that knocks you back to reality quick when a rocket lands on the beach and just sticks itself right there.
Yeah,
that's kind of it. I mean, that's the situation that people are living through.
And what about protests? What's going on with that in the area?
You know, I mean, the whole region remains on high alert right now. So, I mean, despite the fact that the National Security Council came out and said that hospital explosion was not Israel's fault, you saw all these countries, heads of state, pointing the finger at Israel. The United States had come out and said it's not Israel's fault. The British actually just had their own independent investigation, came out yesterday. They said it was not Israel's fault either. That doesn't change anything. I mean, there are still people in the region who are going to blame Israel no matter what. The State Department, for one of the few times, it's extremely rare to have a worldwide travel advisory. And telling everyone wherever you are in the world to be cautious, that should put into context of it just how tumultuous and how unstable this whole situation is. You're in Lebanon, the U.S. State Department is telling you to get out now. We're seeing travel advisories adjusted in Iraq as well. It's just we're all on pins and needles over here. The whole situation could change any moment.
News Nation's Robert Sherman in Tel Aviv. Thank you for the reporting, as always, Robert. Have a good one.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.